Yeshiva, what's up, everybody? So in this Yom of Avelos the Rabbin, we begin Bahar B'chukosai, Kshein B'chubarin. So the first Aliyah, of course, includes the Dinim of Shemitah, and then Shemitah, seven cycles of Shemitah. V'kidashtem ishnasa chamishim shana ukerasem deror ba'aret sechol yoshvea, yovel hiti lachem b'shavta mishal achuzaso v'ishal mishpachto, tashuv u'deror, Targum Unkla says, is lashon cheirusa. And that expression, Yovel, he recurs many times. In the Gemara Masech the Rosh Hashanah, he tries to figure out what is the essential nature of Yovel and presents a Machlokes HaTanoim in terms of the three major dinim, the Tkiya Shofar and the Hashmatas Karkos and the Shiluah Chavadim. So which of them are Ma'akiv? We pass in like the Day and the Chachamim that really all of them are the Ikuva, Tanit Tkiya Shofar, Vishiluah Chavadim, Vishmitas Karkos, Kulan Ma'akiv, Biyovel, Damar Gra. Yovel he v'kasabri chachamim mikra nedrash lefanav lifnei panav la'acharav. It includes all of the dinim tkiya shofar v'shiluah chavadim u'shmitas karkos. Rashi quotes Yovel he shanazos muvdelas v'sharshanim b'nekiya shem lalavada. It's called the Yovel year, right? That is its name. U'mashma Yovel shmal shem tkiya shofar. We know that Yovel is a dichra. Is an ayil. So the Ramban challenges a variety of perspectives. He says, I don't really understand Yovel hi tia lachem. What's the lachem here, right? The special lachem by Tkiya Shofar. Now it's true that it's a mitzvah in Bazdin and that it's a mitzvah kol echad mikem, right? That's if you have arta shofar trua, that it's a mitzvah that rolls out from Bazdin to Tkiya Shofar and rolls out the kol echad by kol echad mikem. It's true one can counter the Ramban in that way, but he says more importantly, right? Yovel is an ayil. And we know that when it comes to mitzvah so ba'ayil, that's a din in Rosh Hashanah, that's not a din in the Yovel, which is a hachraza al shiluah chavadim, it's a mitzvah b'pshutim, right? It's a liberation experience. And so the Ramban takes issue with Rashi and says that's not the meaning of Yovel, but rather he references the Ibn Ezra, the shiluah chavadim, and he thinks that's closer, but he says the following, Wufi da'iti lo kero akas of Yovel al tkiya, Rak al hadror. Remember, Targum Unklus, Dror is Lashon Cherusa. Kilo Yisker Hashem Azeh Bekosov HaRishon She'amar Ve'avarta Shofar Trua B'chodesh Vi Be'asur L'chodesh B'yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Aretzachem. It never said Yovel when it was talking about the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. So Rashi is very much on the defensive. That is clearly a persuasive argument against Rashi. When it talks about the mitzvah of Shofar, it should have said Yovel. Aval Amar Ukratem Duror Ba'aretz Lechol Yosheva Yovel He Shiyu Kulam B'nei Chorin L'Dur B'chol Makom Shiyur, to the sense of Duror, meaning freedom to live where a person wishes to live. V'amar Yovel He Sheba Yuval Kol Ish L'Achuzaso Yom Mishpachto Yovilu Raglov Merachok L'Gur. It's a person returning from a very far place, right? It's not just that the Eved cannot live wherever he wants, but people, you know, are coming back from very far places. V'almishvachto yovilu raglav merachok lagur. Sense of return back to one's family. Shavta mishal achuz asov yishal mishvachto tashuvu. And also to one's ancestral parcel of land, to the homestead itself. And that is the sense that the Ramban gives of the meaning of Yovel. People are brought back to their source, to their family, which is a source in one sense, and to their homestead, which is a source in a different sense. Yuval kol ish l'achuzaso, to the land, v'al mishpachto yovilu raglav me'erchok lagur, etc. And therefore the Ramban says that Rashi's perspective, that Yovel relates to Tkiya Shofar, even if we hold that Tkiya Shofar is ma'akev in Yovel, but the essence of Yovel is this lashon of dror, of cheirus, and again, yovilehu raglav me'erchok lagur, that a person is then, you know, brought back in terms of extracting oneself from the current place that one is in and reaching, you know, back towards one's roots. And that notion of Yovel, I think, is deeply resonant. We know that Chazal saw, you know, in terms of the pasuk of Be'asor l'chodesh b'chodesh hashviru taviru shofar b'chol artzachem, the Yovel is really the paradigm for the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. We've talked about in the past of the imagery of Tkiya Shofar and extracting oneself from all kinds of shibudim, the shibud malchios and nasidin banacha. The Yerushalmi says based on the pasuk of Achar Neachaz Basvach Bekarnav, Asidem Banacha Leachayis Bemalchios Vavonos, and he should take the shofar Shal Ayol, and then it will help us on Rosh Hashanah, borrowing from the imagery of Yovel, and extract us from those Avonos. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin talks about Averos Min Hamasim, and he says that people, you know, sometimes think that those are the only Averos, but really the Averos of Midos are far more significant, that when a person is Mushka, when a person is ensnared by them, Kasha Lifrosh, the Rambam says, and he talks about Kas and Eva and Hittel, so this idea of the shofar, which is nidrash, which is borrowed to Rosh Hashanah, we never mention the shofar in the context of Rosh Hashanah, it's all borrowed from the Yovel year, is really about extraction. And that fits in so beautifully, right, with the broader perspective of the Ramban. The Ramban said that the meaning of Yovel is really based on dror of cheros, of a person having, right, freedom of motion, a person who was once ensnared and weighed down, Hain mi bachutz l'inyan shibud malchios, that there were external oppressors. Hain mi bifnim, in terms of avonos, the seor shebi isa, right? That's ma'akev, that prevents a person. So Yovel relates to the idea of extraction, relates to the idea of freedom, right? You know, raglav yovilu meirachok lagur, to bring a person back from very distant places, and that's really the idea of why the Tkiyah Shofar should be on Yom Kippur itself. We know that Yom Kippur is a day of liberation. It's a day of, again, not so much Inui per se, but Inui for a teleological purpose. Inui to liberate ourselves, Lishbos min amalachos min amasin, Lishbos me'achilas haguf, etc., that we're extracting ourselves from the normal path. So we'll delay the Tkiyah Shofar in the Yovel year 10 days, its natural place on Rosh Hashanah to its place on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a day when we imagine what extraction is like from all of the interactions that we have with the world. Hein mitzad amalachos, hein mitzad, you know, shmita min haguf, shvisa min haguf. And so the Rabban's definition of Yovel is so resonant for why we export it on an annual basis to Rosh Hashanah, and again why we would blow the shofar dafka on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, because that is the ultimate day of extraction. It's very much of a piece of Targum Unklos. Ukratim Dvor Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshva, that Milashon Cheros, but Cheros is about much more than simply, you know, living where a person wants to live, going back to one's family. But the idea of Cheros is being freed of all of those things that limited a person, the capacity to reset and experience literally a new Olam. Chazal always referred to Yovel, based on the Psukim, as an Olam, as a new world. A person is able not just to have a reset of society, but a person is able to recreate themselves.